their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL training. Doc refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second and last half hour, hour number three here on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. I greatly apologize for the technical issues we're having on the bottom of the hour breaks. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, is on the case. He was listening in, and hopefully we can figure this out and get it fixed. Now, in the first hour of today's show, if you heard me read this story, I apologize, but a lot of people are now tuning in and they want me to cover it again. Blaze News yesterday came out with this story. Woke Governor Whitmer appointee from Nigeria admits to daycare scam, stealing millions of dollars from Michigan taxpayers. This comes to us from Joseph McKinnon of Blaze News. America's problem with imported swindlers is not limited to Minnesota. Minnesota is hardly the only state whose kindness to migrants from the third world countries has been abused. Michiganders, too, have apparently opened up their arms to foreign-born fraudsters who are more than happy to steal from their host state's most vulnerable residents. Nkechi Ike, a woke Nigerian who served as a professor at Aquinas College until 2023, has pleaded guilty to wire fraud in a scheme that bled taxpayers for more than $1 million and forced an organization that funded early learning initiatives for poor kids to close. Her theft of millions of dollars intended for the most vulnerable of children was brazen, all-encompassing, and unconscionable. Eck could face up to 20 years in prison for the fraud charge and another 5 years for tax evasion, a charge to which she also pleaded guilty on last Wednesday. In the years since she migrated to the United States, Eck had complained about, quote, structural racism, end quote, that is here in the country as well as Michigan, while being showered with awards and opportunities. In 2018, for example, the year that Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran for governor and won her first election, the West Michigan Women Brilliance Awards named her Woman of the Year. In 2020, Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Eck to the Executive Committee of Michigan's Early Childhood Investment Corporation. In 2021, Aquinas College honored the Nigerian fraudster with its Distinguished Service Award. The acclaim and upward mobility evidently weren't enough for Eck, who decided to live a jet-set lifestyle at taxpayers' expense. According to a 2023 whistleblower complaint, Eck used various interrelated organizations to funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars from the taxpayers to herself, as well as to friends and family members, while serving as the CEO of Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, ELNC. Well, ELNC was a nonprofit in Grand Rapids that Eck, who claimed in 2022's profile that it was an injustice happening to our kids and it makes me cry, end quote. Well, the group ELNC was founded with the purported aim of providing state funding, advocacy, and high-quality early childhood education servicing families, children, and neighborhoods that were more, quote, at risk or vulnerable, end quote. The complaint filed against Eck indicated that she funneled funds from the ELNC with the help of the nonprofit's bookkeeper, Sharon Killebrew, who secretly paid herself nearly $1 million between June of 2017 and April of 2023. Court documents reviewed by Wood TV in Grand Rapids indicate that Eck not only created nearly 500,000 in fake invoices with Killebrew, but she also created two fake daycare businesses to funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars to herself and others. Eck reportedly used some of the stolen taxpayer money to pay for trips to Hawaii, Liberia, and Nigeria for herself and others. Well, the ELNC sued Eck and Killebrew in September of 2023. But by that time of the lawsuit, the damage was already done. The ELNC had to close its doors on account of the financial impact of the duo's embezzlement and fraud, which meant the loss of both 35 jobs of local people and a source of support for numerous Michigan families. According to the assistant U.S. attorney Clay Stifler, the victims of the fraud committed by Eck, who has been touted as a champion for poor black and brown kids, were mostly children of color under the age of 5 years old. 72% of these children lived below the federal poverty level, coming from some of the poorest neighborhoods in Kent County, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. Killebrew, the accountant bookkeeper, initially insisted she was innocent, claiming she didn't steal anything. However, when confronted with the mountain of evidence to the contrary, she ended up pleading guilty in June. Killebrew was sentenced to 54 months in prison and was ordered to pay restitution. Like her accomplice, Eck initially denied her guilt, but has since admitted to embezzling over $1 million. Again, this is an appointee, folks, of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the Nigerian fraudster's attorney, Mary Shatir, told MLive and the Grand Rapids Press, Ms. Eck is committed to taking full responsibility and accountability for her actions. She is deeply remorseful to anyone who has been negatively impacted. Well, Amy DeLue, the president of the apparently now defunct nonprofit, stated that she was disappointed by X's failure to meaningfully articulate the nature and scope of her criminal misconduct. During her change of plea hearing in court, her theft of millions of dollars intended for the most vulnerable of children was brazen, all-encompassing, and unconscionable. To date, Eck has made no effort to repay any of the millions of dollars she stole from the ELNC. I trust that Eck's demeanor at today's hearing did not go unnoticed by the chief judge, Hala Jarboo. I and the board will have more to say in our victim impact statement to the court and look forward to our sentencing hearing on May 13th. Eck has reportedly agreed to pay $1.4 million in restitution to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the early Head Start programs, and other agencies that gave grants to the ELNC, as well as nearly $400,000 in back taxes that is owed to the Internal Revenue Service. Whitmer's office did not respond to Blaze News for requests for comment due to the fact that the governor was out of the country. Aquinas College confirmed that Eck retired in May of 2023 and told Blaze News that the college is not in a position to comment on Eck's activities outside of representing the college. Basically, end of story. So again, if you would like a link to that Blaze story, just text me daycare. One of the things that I think we're looking at, this process, is it only the tip of the iceberg, or was it an isolated, was this an isolated case? Or did it happen even more so throughout other agencies, other appointees, other friends, quote unquote, of Governor Gretchen Whitmer? We shall see. We'll continue to follow the story. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this third hour here on Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy. Greatly appreciate you guys sending me text messages, 231-360-5140. Store me in the phone as Chuck and Randy. Send me a text message, daycare. One or two words, don't really care. My phone is set up to auto-reply back to your daycare text with a link to this Blaze News story. Now, if I take the time to send it back to you, comes with an obligation. You need to share it with 10 people in the state of Michigan. If you have social media pages like Facebook, Twitter, X accounts, Instagram, whatever it is you use, you need to share this. I'm in Lansing today. I'm going over to the House chamber, the Senate chamber this afternoon. I'm also going to stop in and visit with my state senator, John DeMoose's office. I also have an appointment to stop in and see Senator Michelle Hatenga and a few other state representative, John Roth, in the House. But you have to understand, this is something that these legislators need to know about and call for an investigation here in the state of Michigan. This cannot just be swept under the rug here in Michigan, relying on Washington to do our work. Because one thing that you have to understand, that this is perhaps the tip of the iceberg here in Michigan. Now, another story I talked about when it was happening, have not heard squat out of the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Remember Faye Baydoun, the personal friend, Democrat donor, who basically stole $20 million from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation when Governor Gretchen Whitmer tasked her with creating a worldwide influencer corporation. She pushed for a grant of $20 million to be given to Faye Baydoun, a friend, a Democrat political donor, to create this company. The $20 million grant was never used to do what the stated purpose was for the grant. She was supposed to open up an office, do some traveling around the world to influence countries and companies to come to Michigan to do business here in our state. She didn't do it. Craig Mauger, I believe it was, of the Detroit News, reported that she spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. Folks, I just went out last week and bought a brand new Ninja 12-cup coffee maker at a Meijer in Williamsburg, Michigan. $69.99. It brews great coffee. $70. And this woman spends $4,500 on a coffee maker. What does this coffee maker do besides make coffee? She was supposed to have leased an office and put furniture in it and staff it. Well, come to find out, she did, in fact, lease an office from a friend, a fellow Democrat, but she never moved into it. She never got furniture in it. She never put a phone in it. She never put a computer in it. And she never put a staff person in it. But yet she paid herself $500,000 over a 3-month period of time, and the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office did a raid on the MEDC's offices here in Lansing, while Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the MEDC, were out of the country, just like they are now. Davos, Switzerland. Not hearing any other raids, Dana Nessel. Not ever hearing any formal charges being brought against Faye Baydoun, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, or the MEDC. You're just going to quietly sweep it under the rug? No, not going to let that happen. As a matter of fact, when I'm talking to the state senators and the state reps today down here in Lansing in their offices, I'm going to remind them about that investigation. I got to reach out to House Oversight Chair Jay DeBoyer as well. Well, it's going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, one thing I do want to mention, tomorrow's show from 10 to 10:30, I will be interviewing and vetting on the show U.S. Senate candidate Genevieve Peters-Scott. GPS, no, not global positioning system, not something you use on your phone with Google Maps. Genevieve Peters-Scott is going to be on the show from 10 to 10:30 tomorrow, and I'm going to have the podcast available. Thank you, Devin Lawrence, for setting that up for us. You can listen on demand if you're not able to make it tomorrow between 10 to 10:30. She will be on the show talking about why she's decided to run for the U.S. Senate, challenging Mike Rogers for the Republican nomination. Next week, I'm going to have Bernadette Smith on as well. Music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow from Lansing, Michigan. I'm Chuck Randy. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-